Good morning with WVIK News. I'm Benjamin Payne. Two people are dead after a car crash in North Davenport late last night. The crash involved one vehicle at the intersection of Brady and 65th Streets. Police and first responders arrived at the scene around 10:30 p.m. The victims were pronounced dead at the scene, and their names have not yet been released. The driver of the car was interviewed at the scene. There is about $82,000 unclaimed dollars in Rock Island County, and some of it may be yours. The state's new Money Match program is another way to return $12 million to taxpayers. It will automatically return lost money to Illinois residents without any paperwork. Illinois State Treasurer Mike Frericks says the goal is to return more money more quickly.
The way it's worked in the past is someone has had to go to our website and download forms, fill them out, mail them in to us. And for some people, that was too much of a hassle. They didn't even bother to collect their money. We have tried very hard since I came into office to reduce some of those barriers, to make it easier for people to get that which belongs to them.
He says Money Match only applies to unclaimed items worth $2,000 or less, and on its list of unclaimed assets, there are nearly 500 from Rock Island County. The Quad Cities United Way and 8 school districts are working together to make attendance a top priority. Yesterday, at Grissom Elementary School in Princeton, they kicked off an initiative called Strive for Less Than 5. The goal is for all students not to miss more than 5 days of school this year. Pleasant Valley Superintendent Jim Spellog says research shows attendance is critical for students to learn and succeed in school.
A stunning number of students in our Quad Cities miss more than 18 days of school. And there's too much of a mindset of, well, when you think about 18, that's a day or two a month. Does that seem like a lot? Well, it really is. I mean, cumulatively, that's a ton of days. That is a very high risk level of school days to miss.
Spellog says the skills that students need to be in school every day will help them become excellent employees in the future.
The habits of preparation, of being ready for school the next day, eating healthy, getting good sleep, all those things is a community-wide effort and will certainly pay dividends as we work hard to increase the level of preparation of all of our children as they graduate and go to work.
The 8 school districts and United Way challenged all Quad City schools to have 100% attendance yesterday. On average, 4,500 local students are absent from school each day. But by midday Thursday, only about half that many were absent. That means total attendance was 95.5%. The Quad City's only adventure triathlon returns to its home this weekend. The 12th annual Taming of the Slough will be held in Moline. The race includes kayaking the Sylvan Slough, mountain biking on Sylvan Island, and running 2 miles on Arsenal Island. River Action is the host of Taming of the Slough, which has not been held in Moline for 5 years. Event organizer Noah Truesdell says everyone is eager to be back.
When the bridge to Sylvan Island closed back in 2012, we moved the race out to Hampton using Illiniwek and Campbell's Island on the Campbell's Slough. And this year, with the reopening of the bridge, we're back in Moline. This year, actually, for the first time, we're going to be on Arsenal Island for our run, and we're pretty excited about that.
The new Arsenal Island running route is necessary because of I-74 bridge construction. The volunteer-staffed race is intense and appeals to a niche crowd, with around only 100 participants every year. The Taming of the Slough will be held on Saturday. Online registration is available until 11 o'clock this morning, but racers can also register in person today from 5 to 7 p.m. at Bent River in Moline, or on the day of the race at the Bass Street YMCA. With WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.